Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got a pretty cool guy here with us, new friend. A new friend to you. I've met him before. His name is Scott Abel. Scott is co-founder and CEO of Spiceworks. And it's an organization that helps IT managers, people who are leveraging information technology in the small business landscape, do a little better job, have a little bit better support, and they do a great job of it. He's going to talk to us a little bit about why this is even necessary. Scott Abel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. It's good to be able to hang out with you a little bit. And it was great seeing you at the Warlow Conference in Las Vegas and meeting you and Grant and some of the other folks there. Talk to the audience a little bit about some of the issues that you see small business owners having with regard to information technology.
You bet. I mean, when we started the company, our number one goal was to try to help out the small business owner, professional manager, if you will, because what we found was, you know, IT isn't usually at the top of your mind, right? You're trying to grow a business, trying to make it successful, and the last thing on your mind is keeping 10, 15, 40 computers running. And typically that, you know, that's a part-time job in the beginning that falls
right
on whoever kind of flunked the test and is bad at a good job, right? And so what our goal was simple. We wanted to kind of create the iTunes of network management so that mere mortals could actually manage their computers.
You want to make it easy, huh?
That's right.
Well, and you're right because, okay, you know, we all know what this looks like, folks. You've got four employees and total of maybe five or six workstations and PCs. Maybe you're not quite at the server level. Then you grow over a couple of years. And now you got 10, 15, 20 employees maybe, and you're starting to go server based and all that. And somebody you're realizing you got to have another layer of management in there, don't you, Scott?
That's right, and that's usually cost that nobody's excited about doing, right?
When you look, it's a brand spanking new assignment that in some ways you could say doesn't really add new revenue. It doesn't add new profits. It comes right out of the costs, but you've got to as you're planning to grow, that's a line item that has to be added in there, isn't it?
That's right. You know, the last thing anybody wants to do is take on more expense that doesn't directly produce money coming in. And so we wondered, how can we, you know, help this guy do his job, take a burden off his plate, and do it all for free?
Well, a lot of times you said this guy. A lot of times it is a person who seems to be, in the very first IT manager of a small business, is the person who seems to be the most savvy and have the most acumen with regard to technology, doesn't it?
Yeah. When we started the company, we looked at, I don't know, we visited maybe 30 or 40 small businesses, and about 78% of the, quote, IT managers were part-time, and they were, you know, in their day job, they were the boss, they were the marketing director, they were the office manager. Rarely were they, you know, schooled IT professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they had the job of keeping everything running.
So you guys sort of saw a niche there, didn't you?
We did, and it turns out it was kind of a big one.
yeah, big niche. And so let's talk about your industry, Scott. And,
okay.
And I don't know, maybe you're it in the industry. I don't know how many competitors you have. But let's talk about what your industry tries to do for small businesses.
Well, you know, this was one of the reasons we were so excited about this opportunity, was because historically our industry, the systems and network management space, couldn't be more boring words, right? Nobody really cares about it, so I won't go on about it. But round it off, you know, all of the money was spent on the enterprise space, 1,000 employees or above, because, you know, it's kind of like, why do you rob banks? That's where the money is. Same thing in small business. It's so fragmented and the needs were so unique that nobody really spent the time to build software that was customized for them because it wasn't worth the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because unlike banks, typically in small business, that's not where the money is.
That's right.
And so you guys felt that you could do it from an automated standpoint.
That's right. I mean, the trick is, you know, there's if you take the industry as a whole, half of all technology spend is by small business.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is there's 17,000 enterprises, there's 17 million small businesses. So getting the equivalent amount of money is 1,000 times harder because
mm-hmm.
you got to reach each one, as we all know.
And if you can't automate it, it's not worth it.
That's right. And so we thought if we can make it, you know, totally simple and easy to use, download, install, up and running, 10 minutes or less, no setup, no scripts, no professional services, no nothing, we can help that guy do a bunch of stuff, you know, and take a load off his day, and we can make money in the process.
So give us an example of when you say download, and you talk about services, what are some of the, identify for us where the pain is.
Well, you know, if you're a small business owner, there's a couple of basic things you need to do. It's going to sound silly, but you need to know, what do I have in my network? What hardware is out there? What software is installed on it? Is everything basically running correctly? Does it have the right Microsoft patches installed? Are the right services running on each box? And that's half the software telling you what's there. But the other big piece is our community helping you figure out, is it running correctly?
Do your customers have to be on a servers?
They do not. No, you can install.
So they can be peer-to-peer?
Peer-to-peer, load it on your laptop. The cool thing is you only need one copy of Spiceworks, no matter how many computers you have. You don't have to go install a piece of software on every computer.
Because it's in the clouds.
That's right.
And so tell the audience what I mean by that.
Well, for us, one part of Spiceworks gets installed locally in your company, one and only one installation. And so
we just pick a PC, for example?
Any PC can be
just
on your desktop.
Just pick a PC, yeah.
Yep, be a server, doesn't matter to us.
But as long as the PCs are connected over the local area network, the internet network.
As long as you've got an internet connection, then it'll pull the rest of the resources it needs from
back. And distribute it to the other PCs?
It actually doesn't put anything on them. It does it all, what's called
just over the internet connection.
It uses all your PCs, have a bunch of stuff built in that we can take advantage of to actually figure out what's installed on them.
Wow. So this is and folks, I knew a little bit about them, but I'm learning a lot more, as you are too. And I wanted you to know about Spiceworks, but I also want you to know about this kind of capability that's available because it's addressing some of the pain that you and I have. And I bet you're already feeling somebody scratching an itch there, aren't you? 20 after, right back with Scott Abel after these messages. Stay with us. Little Booker T and the MGs, little Green Onions, bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, using it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. You can check out my blog. You can right off the homepage. You can subscribe to my newsletter right off the homepage. You can ask a question on askjim.biz right off the homepage. Thousands of articles, archives, hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members, the largest community of small business experts on the planet, right there inside of our website. They all live there, folks. We don't let them out. You can follow me on Twitter if you want, at Jim Blassingame, so check that out. Scott Abel is the newest member of our Brain Trust. Scott, we're kind of like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave now that we got you.
That's great.
Spiceworks. We're talking about Spiceworks, and that's spiceworks.com, right?
That's correct.
We're talking about, we're using Spiceworks, folks, as an example of services that are available in this industry, so to speak, Scott, have you created this industry? Are you the leader? Or are you one of the leaders? Where are you?
We sure didn't create network and system management. If I did, I'd be laying on a beach somewhere. But I think this innovative model we have created, you know, we launched 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Spiceworks is a free service that's available.
Yeah,
to
say that again.
Spiceworks is free.
It's free. All the stuff that we're talking about here, folks, they're making it available for free, but of course, you know what that means. That means that there's going to be an ad there with it, right?
That's right. And we've actually had a lot of our users. We're up to 700,000 users of Spiceworks worldwide now. And Spiceworks is used in every country in the known world.
But what you've done is not only are you helping, does a service like yours help a company like mine manage our technology and make sure that we're up to date on everything and that we know how things are working, but you also connect me to people who are my peers, or maybe they're advanced for me and they'll contribute something. They were there today, or I should say last year, they're where I am now, and they've learned something that I need to know.
That's right, and that was probably the biggest surprise when we started the company, the need for that. You know, we were all software guys, but we quickly learned the biggest problem isn't even getting a great piece of software to manage your network. It's where do you go to get the help you need when you have problems or you want to do something new.
When we've had something here, we just go online and type in the question, but that's a little clunky, isn't it?
Not only is it clunky, you know, we found that even people using Google, it took them so long to find the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
Because your environment's unique, right? The way you're set up
Probably
isn't the same as the way
that's exactly right. Yeah. So you basically overlaid. This is now, folks. This is a lesson I want you to think about. I want you to think about this. Don't think about. I want you to hear what Scott's doing, but I want you to think to say to yourself, could I do that in my dry cleaning business or my auto repair shop or my manufacturing company or my whatever kind of business you have. Scott, you took your product capability and you overlaid a social networking platform with it.
That's right.
So tell us how that works.
We basically built those 700,000 people directly into our software application. So when you're managing your network and you're looking at, you know, your Dell Latitude laptop, in the side panel, you'll see discussions going on about Dell products, questions other people are asking, experts who said, you know, I'm an expert with Dell and networking and maybe, you know, Microsoft software. You'll see those people right there, and they're just one click away to ask them a question or tap them for advice.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you're tapping into all this brain power. Not only technology, information technology capability and management, but you're tapping into the brain power of the other people in the community.
That's a really important point, Jim, because, you know, you can get software anywhere, and there's a bunch of good software out there, I'm sure. You know, I like to think ours is better than anybody's, but probably not. But what you can't get anywhere is a piece of software where every user adds to the intelligence of that software and makes it smarter because they're right at your fingertips.
And so what I wanted, the reason I like what I like, I wanted to make sure we landed on that for a little bit, Scott, is because I want my audience to think, okay, how do I, you know, the big deal, Scott, is not just to get people to do business with you, but to get them to come back.
That's right.
When they got all these choices out there online and on Main Street, you know, and in the clouds, and so they got all these choices. How do we get them to come back? Well, you get them to come back by the experience that they get, that they feel that they have when they do business with you. And part of that experience is associating with other people who use the product in a similar way or an more advanced way or whatever. It's the community. And isn't that the way we're all going to want to consume products and to find information in the future?
Totally. And we call it work go social. We're trying to turn, you know, work into a social endeavor, much the way Facebook has turned your personal life into a social endeavor.
Yeah, yeah. And see, what I think, Scott, is I think 5 years from now, we won't talk about social networking. I think Facebook might not even be in existence 5 years from now. But what you're doing, the kind of thing you're talking about doing, this reaching, building communities, online communities for around your business, I think that will still be there 5 years from now.
I totally agree with you. I think the technology that Facebook, you know, innovated is going to disappear into all these other
communities. Yeah, that's exactly right, folks. This is, you're talking about the future here. That's what we're talking about. Hey, Scott, congratulations and good luck there. Spiceworks.com, right?
You bet. Thanks so much, Jim.
And it's free, folks. Check that out. We like, you know, we like free things around here. I'm going to take a quick break right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And pull it all down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.